is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Police in New Zealand say at least five people have died after a volcano erupted off the east coast of the country. Deputy Police Commissioner John Tim says at this point they can't launch a rescue effort.
At this stage, it is too dangerous for police and rescue services to go to the island. However, we continue to assess the conditions which would allow us to go onto the island. The island is currently covered in ash and volcanic material. We are taking expert advice with regards to the safety of any rescue attempt.
He says less than 50 people were on the island when the volcano erupted. Gerald Nadler, the leader of the House of Representatives Committee weighing articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump, says there is a rock-solid case against the U.S. leader. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The case is centered around President Trump's July 25th phone call in which he asked Ukraine's president for a favor in investigating Democrats. Democratic Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal.
But anybody who is looking for a smoking gun should look directly at the President of the United States. He is the smoking gun.
Republican Matt Gaetz disagreed.
I think it was acting on concern about Ukraine being the third most corrupt country in the world.
He appeared on ABC's This Week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
North Korea's UN ambassador says the issue of denuclearization is now off the table in any future talks between the U.S. and North Korea. The RAND Corporation's Bruce Bennett says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was never genuine about wanting to give up his nuclear weapons.
I think the denuclearization offer was a sham, that it was an attempt by Kim to buy time and to buy recognition, which he certainly got.
North Korea says it carried out a very important test at a satellite launching site over the weekend. For more news whenever you need it, please go to voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of protesters packed the streets of Hong Kong on Sunday to mark 6 months of the anti-government movement. Protesters are calling for strikes across the city on Monday. China's assistant commerce minister says Beijing hopes it can reach a trade agreement with the United States that satisfies both sides as soon as possible. China and the United States are negotiating a so-called Phase One deal aimed at de-escalating the current trade war. A fire erupted Monday in the same Indian factory where a deadly blaze erupted the day before. It was not immediately clear if people were injured in the new fire. 43 people were killed in a fire in the building Sunday, the worst fire in New Delhi in over two decades. FBI officials say they're trying to determine a motive for Friday's shooting at a Florida naval base that left the gunman and three others dead. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Special Agent in Charge Rachel Rojas says investigators are working under the presumption the shooting was an act of terrorism.
This allows us to take advantage of investigative techniques that can help us more quickly identify and then eliminate any additional potential threats to the rest of our community.
Rojas says it's not known whether the gunman, who was from Saudi Arabia, acted alone. A U.S. official not authorized to speak publicly tells the AP investigators believe the gunman made social media posts in which he talked about U.S. support for Israel and claimed Americans are anti-Muslim. I'm Mike Hempen.
Samoa says its death toll from measles has risen to 68. The health ministry confirms more than 4,500 cases of the disease. Most of the victims have been young children. Abigail Trewin is with the Australian Medical Assistance Team.
The hospital is still incredibly busy. There's a large number of patients here and still of a very high level of sickness.
The South Pacific Island has declared a state of emergency, closing all schools and banning children from public gatherings. A childhood icon has died. Carol Spinney, the man who created Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch for Sesame Street, has died at the age of 85. AP's Margie Sarzaletta takes a look at his career.
Bye, Gordon.
Carol Spinney had his right hand in the air operating Big Bird's mouth for 46 years until 2015, and then still provided his voice until last year. He based the Oscar the Grouch voice on a New York cabbie. Spinney said in a 2015 Associated Press interview he liked Big Bird better because he was like his kid, and Oscar was the guy who never liked him. While people around the world know Big Bird, Spinney said he could lead an anonymous life.
I've been described as the most unknown famous person in America.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And for more news, go to voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to your doors again today, in your living rooms, wherever you are, in the taxi cab. So stay close, because today I'm going to take your minds back. And our first stop today is Democratic Republic of Congo, with the most popular Mario by Dr. Franco and the TPOK Jazz. And right after that, oh, my favorite tune, Lunch Time by Gabriel Omolo of Kenya. But first, let's enjoy this all-time classic, Mario by Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Oh, Mario, look at moi si yo moko bala. Mario musalo de kulinga ba mama mokokoli. Basuka yote, ah.
Lelo makambo lobi makambo na lembi eh. Lelo bitumba lobi kosona eh.
Si bazen ambongo yo kandenge azaliko kabayo na mitema ya basi pe na mibali yo moto zena ba diplome mitano Mario sala quand même effort luka musala Mario pona nini oza ko bibi saka usambu sa kombo no bo Mario ah alembi
ba protinga na pa kolaka zote koma sembe sembe oko pete ngana zoka lobina swa maladia cancer. Lobi tango na kopola yo, kimi na ye. Mario na ba ye. Mario na lembi ye.
Ba familia Mario bakani saka. Mario abe saka nga mosoro. Nzo kande moto na lati saka. E na li saka, e na lali saka. Mario na lembi ye.
Mario. Sous alors quoi la fusée, Mario. Mario, mon salaco pète la gâte bana di coco. Banangoya yo. Olingo beba mama mo bokoli.
As we continue with the old school, the African beats way, let's take some messages from our Facebook friends. And this one says, hello, David Vandy. My name is Idris Adam, BSC in bracket, from Bujode, Nigeria. And I'm a regular listener of the African Beat Show. I love you and your show, David. And please play some beautiful music for me. And I'll so much appreciate it. Idris Adamu from Bujode. Well, let's enjoy the good music now from the old school days.
African beats.
Lunchtime by Gabriel Omolo of Kenya and Mario by the great Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African beat coming to you live from Washington, D.C. on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here today bringing you old school, the African beat way.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back. The old school African beat continues. This time to Sierra Leone, Gumbu by Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings. And after that, I Don't Care by Eric Agyeman of Ghana. But first, Gumbu with the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone.
Thank you.
I Don't Care, Eric Aguirre, Man of Ghana. And before that, Ngombu with Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat. Are you just joining me right now? Then it's a pleasant welcome to the show that brings happiness into your homes. Smiles on your faces wherever you are. Put on your dancing shoes and get ready to slide. Because more music, old-time music, will be coming for you right after this. I'll be right back.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Here is an email now which comes from Mogadishu in Somalia. And the sender is Abdi Nasir Ali. And he says, "Hi, David Vandy. How are you?" "Well, I'm fine." "I'm sure you're fine." "I really love this super show of yours, for it is a very nice show. Everybody loves it. You are really the president of the African Beat, and we are the followers of your order. I really love listening to this super show. Sometimes when I am busy, I miss the chance of listening. I regret it. And listen again from the MP3 in the page of VOA. David, you have really done a super job for us. Africans are proud of you, and we wish you well every time, any day. Thanks so much, Abdi Nasir Ali of Mogadishu, Somalia." Thank you very much for that beautifully worded letter there, Abdi Nasir. Well, I hope I continue to keep you satisfied with more music as we move along. Don't forget, today is old school, the African Beat way. And right now, I take you to Mali with Naini Jabate in Dinkole. And after that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie, Africa's reggae king from Cote d'Ivoire. And Beto by Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. But first, Dinkole with Naini Jabate of Mali.
And here's another email from Bolanle Ojo, and he writes, "Hello, David, from the United Arab Emirates. Wow, do you listen to me right over there? Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. You are doing a great job. Well done. I just finished watching you on CNN. It would be a great pleasure to be on your show someday. I am a Nigerian. I do traditional gospel, African music, poetry, and chants. And I know I'll be on the African beat someday." Definitely, Bolanle, you will be on the African beat when the album is out. Let me get a copy of it. You can also send it as an MP3 copy to my email and also your bio. Then we can start talking about it and playing your music on the show. Thank you so much for writing to the African beat from the United Arab Emirates. We appreciate your effort. Now let's get on with some music. This is the African beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van Lee.
Let me
by Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. Before that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie of Cote d'Ivoire. And Dinkole by Naini Diabaté of Mali. The African Beat on the Voice of America. With yours truly, David Vandy, right here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you. And I come to your door Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. And let's continue with some more music. Nigeria is our next stop. Onyeka Onwenu. Oh, how I love this lady. Hallelujah is the track. And right after that, I take you to South Africa with the Dark City Sisters in Tomati Yo-Yo. But first, Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. By the Dark City Sisters of South Africa, and Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am sure you've enjoyed taking your minds back a little bit. I know you love this one, Edison Uru of Nigeria, and to you, Isaac Sowa in Freetown, Sierra Leone, Joe Wanda, my friend and your family, and not forgetting all members of the African Beat fan club around the world. I am David Van Den here in Washington, saying bye-bye.